Lesson 5. Handling awkward social moments. Jack, did you catch what Sarah said earlier? It felt a bit awkward, didn't it?
Yeah, I definitely noticed. I wasn't quite sure how to respond, so I just smiled and quickly changed the subject to something else.
That was a smart move. Sometimes avoiding confrontation in social settings is the best way to keep things comfortable.
True. But I also felt like I should address it with her later to clear the air and avoid any lingering tension.
Absolutely. Having a private conversation to understand her perspective could really help smooth things over.
I agree. It's important not to let awkward moments damage our working relationships or team spirit.
Exactly. Staying calm, polite, and respectful in these situations helps maintain a positive atmosphere.
Do you have any other tips for handling these moments more confidently?
Sure. Practicing active listening is key. Also, using neutral or lighthearted comments can help diffuse tension without escalating it.
Thanks, Emily. I'll definitely keep that in mind next time something uncomfortable happens.
This audio belongs to Global Speak Institute. Lesson 16. Responding to criticism calmly. Tom, my manager gave me some tough feedback today. I'm not sure how to handle it properly.
I understand, Jessica. It's natural to feel upset, but try to stay calm, listen carefully, and reflect on what was said.
It was hard not to get defensive, especially when some points felt personal, but I really want to learn and improve.
That's the right attitude. Asking clarifying questions can help if something isn't clear.
I did ask, and it helped me understand exactly what needs to change.
Remember, criticism is an opportunity for growth and self-improvement, not a personal attack.
I'm trying to see it that way. It's not easy, but I'm learning to manage my emotions better.
Keeping that mindset will help you handle feedback like a professional.
Thanks, Tom. Your advice really helps me calm down and think positively.
Anytime. I'm here to support you through this process.
I also realized that taking notes during feedback sessions helps me focus on the key points.
That's a great strategy. It shows you're engaged and willing to act on the feedback.
Sometimes I also remind myself that nobody's perfect, and mistakes are part of learning.
Absolutely. Embracing a growth mindset is essential in professional development.
Your support gives me confidence to keep improving, even when it's challenging.
I'm glad to hear that. Just keep practicing patience and stay open to constructive criticism.
I will. Thanks again for being such a thoughtful listener and guide. This audio belongs to Global Speak Institute. Lesson 32. Solving Everyday Dilemmas. David, I'm torn between attending my friend's wedding and an important work deadline on the same day. What would you do if you were me?
That's definitely a tough dilemma. I'd suggest trying to negotiate a deadline extension or delegating some tasks to colleagues to ease the workload.
I thought about that. But unfortunately, the deadline is pretty firm this time around, and my manager seems strict about it.
Maybe you could attend part of the wedding ceremony and then work remotely afterward to meet your deadline.
That's a good idea. Balancing personal and professional commitments can be really tricky sometimes.
It really is. Prioritizing what's most important and communicating openly with everyone involved usually helps to find a solution.
I just don't want to disappoint anyone, either my friend or my manager, and it feels like no matter what I choose, someone will be unhappy.
Being honest and clear about your situation often earns understanding and respect from others. Sometimes people appreciate transparency more than perfection.
Thanks, David. I'll definitely talk to my manager and see what's possible. Hopefully, they'll be understanding.
Sounds like a solid plan. Keep me updated on how it goes. Remember, taking care of yourself is important too.
This audio belongs to Global Speak Institute. Lesson 38, planning an international trip. David, have you checked the visa requirements and application deadlines for our upcoming trip to Japan?
Yes, Sophia. We need to submit all the necessary documents at least 4 weeks in advance to ensure there are no delays or issues.
That makes sense. What are the best flight options? Are there any tickets with flexible change policies?
I found several economical flights from Sydney that allow changes without heavy fees, which is good for unexpected schedule changes.
Excellent. Have you looked into accommodation options close to the conference venue?
Yes. Booking a hotel within walking distance will save us commuting time and make things more convenient.
How about local transportation? What do you suggest?
Using the subway system combined with occasional taxis seems efficient and cost-effective for getting around the city.
Should we plan some leisure time for sightseeing or cultural experiences during the trip?
Absolutely. It's important to balance work commitments with some relaxation to make the trip more enjoyable and productive.
Agreed. Also, have you considered the budget and how we'll manage expenses during the trip?
Yes, we have set a flexible budget, including allowances for meals, transportation, and unexpected costs. Keeping track of expenses daily will help us stay on target.
That sounds well planned. I'll prepare an itinerary draft to finalize with the team soon.
Perfect. Staying organized and flexible will ensure everything runs smoothly.
This audio belongs to Global Speak Institute. Lesson 42, giving a tour of your city. Carlos, welcome to our vibrant city. I'm really excited to show you some of the most iconic landmarks and hidden gems that make this place unique.
Thanks, Sophia. I'm really eager to explore and learn more about the history and culture behind these sites.
We'll begin with the historic Old Town, famous for its stunning architecture and rich cultural heritage. It's truly a place where history comes alive.
That sounds fascinating. Is there a particular time that's best for visiting the Old Town to enjoy it fully?
Early mornings are perfect since the atmosphere is serene and there are fewer tourists, so you can really soak in the charm.
What local delicacies should I try during the tour?
You shouldn't miss the traditional noodle soup, which is a local favorite, along with the variety of street foods at the bustling night market. The flavors there are unforgettable.
I've heard the night market is very lively and fun. How far is it from the Old Town?
It's just a 10-minute walk, very accessible and convenient for visitors.
Wonderful. I'm looking forward to immersing myself in the local culture and tasting all these amazing dishes.
And I'll be here to guide you every step of the way, making sure you have a memorable experience.
This audio belongs to Global Speak Institute.